once on time, seriously. Bishop Bernadine, what the hell? God, hey, Freak, yo, your hero's on the phone, man.
No way.
I'm going to let you do an interview with your hero. Think of the thing. Well, I don't know. Liberace's dead.
Oh, yeah.
There's a pillar in the Italian community. Hi there, sir. Tom?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I got a guy on the show here that loves you, Tom.
Great.
Tom Metzger, Freak.
How about it?
Yeah.
Greetings to Chicago.
You know who Tom Metzger is, Freak? No idea. Tom, tell him who you are.
I'm the founder of the White Aryan Resistance.
Come on, dude. Your hero coming up. Man, Cal's Morning Madhouse. Hey, Freak.
Yeah.
How about that, man? Your hero.
Dude, you know, I had bottles thrown at me because you say I'm gay and people think I'm, you know, and they're fag bashers. Now you're going to have the Jewish people, like, beating down my door.
I don't get it. I'm not anti-Semitic. I got
screamed at this weekend by some guy at Spikes because he thought I was,
well,
and it's not true. It's just not
what,
true.
Whatever, you hater. Hick, chick, dick. Here we go. There's
yeah,
a hick, there's a chick, and there's a dick, okay? So it's three names, one answer. A hick, a chick, and a dick. Here we go. Listen closely. Call 591-4600 around America at 1-888-2-MAN-COW for a prize. Oh, that's a woman that fell down and went boom. That's a lady that fell down and went boom this weekend. You hear about that?
Yeah.
Ah,
okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, hick, a chick, and a dick. Name them and win. It's that simple. Freak. Freak.
Yeah.
Your hero's on, man.
Not my hero, man.
Tom Metzger. Tom, hello. This is Man Cow's Morning Madhouse.
Good morning to Chicago.
Well, and we're on at 18 states. Tom, I got to tell you that Freak absolutely loves you.
Great.
He's into the whole thing, the White Aryan Resistance.
Oh, that's good. That's
How can Freak become a member?
Well, we don't have members. We have associates and people, individuals who associate.
You shave your head first, right?
No, no.
No?
Not at all. We have all we got little old ladies with purple hair. We've got skinheads. We've got all kinds of people.
Uh-huh. Freak made a comment that was, I thought it was anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
He says I misinterpreted it.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
Freak's got white jeans around this place. I've seen them. Put me out of my arthritic misery. What do you want to say to Tommy?
Nothing.
Well, we got plenty of friends in Chicago.
What is your philosophy, Tommy?
Well, yeah, what's your deal?
Our deal is simply we are racial separatists. We believe it's best for all involved to have voluntary, at least, racial separation and development.
What do you think of David Duke? We hit him on.
He's too soft.
Yeah.
He backs down on the issues.
We had all the Black Panthers. What do you think of the Black Panthers, Tommy?
Well, I was a keynote speaker at their national convention about 4 years ago in Austin, Texas. I got a standing ovation.
And Black Panthers would like to be separate from white folk, too, right?
Yeah, I think so. They finally got the message. Yeah, we work all right together, sure.
Hello.
Hi, it's Tom Metzger.
This is Tom Metzger.
Hi, Mr. Metzger. This is Elvis and JV in the doghouse from Wild
94.9. How you doing?
Also, just to let you know, the format. Are you aware of our format?
No, I'm not.
Okay, our format. We play rap and dance and Latin, and so all of our there's a huge mixture. We have all black and all Latino and Chinese.
Yeah.
We have them all. Is that now? Does a station like this bother you that we would cater to these people?
Well, do you allow any white stuff? Oh, okay.
We have just as many white listeners, open-minded listeners.
Oh.
All of our listeners that are here with us that are white are open-minded.
You mean they have a hole in their heads? That's another derivation of open-mindedness.
No, they don't have a hole in their head.
Oh, okay.
They're open-minded and they're thoughtful and courteous to all races.
Yeah. In other words, they're PC.
They understand that on the inside of the skin that we're all made of the same thing.
We are?
Can you be your...
Well, the geneticists don't think so.
The geneticists don't
Well, I think
we don't all have a brain. We don't all have the same thing.
Well, so does a dog.
No, it's not the same as a human. We're all equal. We're all humans on the same level.
Well, we could... Well, we could take the heart out of a baboon and transfer it.
That has nothing to do... A baboon heart is still a baboon heart. We are all humans.
We're all animals.
Yeah, that's right. And you should respect all animals.
And we're different types of animals.
Then you should not respect them, or what?
Well, if they're respectable, sure. I respect
you
people...
You probably have more love for your dog than someone of color, don't you?
Depends on that person. When you're talking about love, what do you mean? They throw that word around too much.
To me, love is a very powerful word. You should be able to love someone regardless of who they are and what their situation is.
Well, there's very little love going on. You know, a definition of a love is a person who'll take a bullet for you. How many people would take a bullet for you? That's a good definition. A person that would step between you and a bullet, that's somebody who loves you. Huh? I've seen a lot of bodyguards that wouldn't do that.
So what are your beliefs and what message are you trying to send out?
We are a white separatist voluntary association of people who believe in racial separation. And in doing that, we work not only for the best interests of the white race, but we negotiate when... Well, good. I don't want to represent you either.
Okay, well, then why don't you take you and all your knuckleheads, and if you want to be separated from us people that do want to love you...
Well, how much do you...
is a country, a free country. That means...
How much do you love these people? How much do you really love these people?
I love them with all my heart.
How much money are you prepared to give them?
I do it all the time. But, I raise money for people of color all the time.
Well, those are usually write-offs anyhow, so no big deal there. The
harder.
Well, then have a little sympathy for the white poor. How about that?
I do. When they need our help, we're there for them.
Well, that's good.
Brothers, as much as my black, Mexican, and others. So, Mr. Matthews,
are they?
Mr. Matthews, you said the goal of your little club is to separate the races.
No, our goal is a revolution in this country.
So why don't you, if you really want to separate, why don't you find somewhere for you to live, because this is the country.
Well, I would be glad to do that, but if the government would leave us alone and let us do that. But you see, it's not our country. Our country is whatever country our muscle and brain and arms decide is our country. If we want to make Mexico our country, we'll take that too.
If you want, why don't you come to try to take like San Jose tomorrow? Come on out.
Are you kidding? Well, you pull the government pigs off our back for a while, and we will.
No, why do you need the government pigs?
Because that's who protects these people is the federal people. Tell the cops to stay home for a while. I think I'm great.
Are smarter? What do you think?
I think I'm pretty intelligent, yes.
Really?
Yes.
How many members are in this planning?
I have no members. I have associates and lone wolves.
So, was Hitler, was that like someone you'd look up to or something?
Much of what Hitler did, sure I would look up to.
Like killing people?
Well, I think FDR killed a few, too.
Let me ask you this. Would you like to kill these people of color?
No, I want separation. I don't want to kill anybody. We want separation. No, we're not leaving anywhere. We took this country by force of arms, and we'll keep it.
No.
Your ancestors did it too. What are you talking about? Oh, you're ashamed of your ancestors? Well, then you can separate. Then you can separate. I haven't murdered anyone. And I've not told anybody to murder anyone.
Revolution in force. How are you going to take over Mexico without killing people? And I'm sure some of your actions have affected...
I think we... we took Mexico once and gave it back to them because we didn't want it.
Now, do you or not believe in violence?
I believe in violence if it's absolutely necessary, yes.
So you do believe in killing people if it supports the crap...
If it meant the survival of the race, yes.
San Jose to step aside. outside one day and let you try to come in.
Good. You let me know when it's going to be. You let me know when that's going to happen. I'll come up there.
Dude, you can come. If you want to come Friday, you can.
Because you got to have the cops to protect all that stuff. Why? What are you saying? San Jose is a racist town against white people?
Over in the Bay Area, come do it.
I go any place I feel like going. I'm not afraid to go any place. They told me I couldn't go to Harlem. Been there twice. Hey, remember one thing. Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey. You're taking me away from Howard Stern show. Come on. Oh, he's okay. He's very racist. Yeah. He's got good stuff. That's why you're number two or three, probably. Well, is Stern on in Frisco? He is. How long has he been on? I'm going to check your ratings out, guys. Well, there's something wrong with that town if Stern's not one.
No, because the people don't believe in the race.
It's probably because you got so many foreigners there they can't understand English.
Well, you're a foreigner. You're the one that came in.
That's right.
You're a foreigner.
You're absolutely. We came in here and took it. If somebody doesn't like it, that's tough. And we're going to keep it, too. We're not going to give it away. Any country belongs to anyone who has the force of arms to hold it. No, it wouldn't bother me. Hey, it wouldn't bother me. It'd just be another Uncle Tom like these white Uncle Toms. I don't have any use for any of them. Loving. You throw that around awfully easily. I'll bet you're not a lover at all. How many times you been married?
Listen, it's only fair that you go through here and take some calls from our listeners.
Okay. All right.
You're on Tom Metzger.
Okay. You know what? I have children that are mixed. I'm white. I have blonde hair. And all I can say is that I pity people like you because I don't even try to get up enough energy to hate you.
Well, that's good. You just keep pitying. That's good. You do? You love everybody? Well, you must be a moron then. You'd have to be a moron to love everybody.
You think about it. I mean, it's the same person sitting there. If your daughter, for example, or anyone in your family marries a black person, Mexican person, or whatever, and that's part of your own blood, and they're sitting there, they just have a shade of skin that's different. How can you be so hateful? And that's a person sitting in there that needs love.
It's easy. If one of those daughters decides to join another race, well, she's out of here. That's it.
How can you hate your own blood? Why?
That's very easy. Anybody that turns against their own race and their own people cannot respect their own family.
It's not a separation of races. We're all people.
There's plenty of black people who feel exactly the same way I do. Well, we can work together because I think we've got more muscle than you do.
Doghouse,
hello. Doghouse. What?
What's up? What's up? I got one comment to say about the guy.
Okay. It's okay. All right. Now you can call. That's okay. What's America all about? It's all about making money in a... Oppressing people, yeah, right. They want you to all mix up so you can all be equal on the plantation.
You on a plantation, don't you work for somebody?
I work for myself, always have. Never work for anybody else. You can't make any money working for somebody else. That's why these guys have these chintzy little DJ jobs, you know?
You must hate that some of the most successful people in this world happen to be black.
Don't bother me a bit. If they work real hard for it, I have no problem with that at all.
Okay, cool. Then you should have no problem with someone working hard at the relationship.
I'm against mixing, I tell you. I don't believe in oppressing people of other races. I don't believe in hurting people of other races. Oh, I am? Well, if they're that easy to hurt, then are you saying blacks can't handle it? No, I called a white woman a moron. Well, I called her a moron because she said she loves everybody. I called her a moron because she said she loves everybody. That's a lie. That's impossible. Well, you take the word love and you destroy it by using it that way. Bubba boy, bubba boy.
Everybody.
Good.
Well, not because of their color, but because of their attitude.
Sure.
The other second thing that I got to say is that all you're doing, mister, is contradicting yourself. Because first you're saying that you don't want to harm nobody. Then you're saying you're going by any means possible. You may have to take force. So what are you really trying to say?
What I'm telling you exactly. Sure. What book did you get that out of? No, I think we'll make other arrangements right here. Have you heard of Oklahoma City?
The bulk of you out there will put up
with any kind of crap. You don't have the guts to do anything about it. Come on. You want to pay the ticket? I'll come up and talk. Sure.
You want to come right into one of our clubs and talk?
Sure. Well, does that mean you people are violent or something? Oh, I see. You mean I'm not safe giving my opinion?
Good morning, shut up. You know what? I am one of those people. I say I love everyone, but I don't. I cannot love Satan. I can't sit here and say that I love this man. I won't. I won't do it.
No. Well,
I wouldn't be upset if someone put your teeth in the back of your throat.
Now you're getting you're becoming more truthful now. That's good. Let it all hang out. You hate me.
People of God.
You do? Well, if you believe in those myths, you're crazy, too.
Hey, Doghouse, hello.
Hey, Doghouse.
Hi.
You're
with Tom Metzger.
I got a couple things to say. I'm a former skinhead in Sacramento. I've been through a lot of crap. I was raised in prejudice and everything, and I finally woke up. I got old enough. I matured. And I'm just repent, man. We're all God's children.
Oh, my. Oh, my. You can either take drugs or you can go to church. It doesn't make much difference. Well, you bring your God down here, I'll tweak his beard. We're going into this 21st century. You're still believing these old Middle Eastern myths. When are you going to grow up and quit being children?
And then they run out and say these racial slurs, and the poor kids have to fight through it and then find out, you know, after many years, yeah, that they have been brainwashed and their head is all screwed up, and then what I'm really supposed to be like as a person, because he knows deep down, even Tommy knows deep down what he's doing is wrong.
For every one that leaves us, 1,000 join.
You sit there and you go, you know deep down, what you're doing is wrong.
I have a terrific feeling. I have a great sense of humor. I have a ball. I love it, and I'm right.
Doghouse, hello, your own Tom Metzger. Hello. Go ahead. Hi, Doghouse. You're talking to a real Maya Indian. This is really my country,
and I really don't appreciate the difference between all these lies. Well, you had a bad immigration policy. That's your problem. Well, you couldn't handle it. Oh, no, the Indians were fighting each other when the white man came in. In fact, we hired you to kill other Indians. We used to hire Indians to go out and scalp other Indians. We did. The Mexicans did it too. Used to be $50 a scalp. It used to be $50 a scalp down on the border.
This guy, he talked about, you know, oh, I'm not a man of violence, and I, you know what, I have respect for all other, or I, you know, he's such a liar, and he's laughing about scalping people, about taking their scalps off.
Geronimo ended up, when he had, you know, I have a lot of respect for Geronimo and the big cheese. Baba boy, baba boy.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to ask Mr. Metzger, what Bible is he reading out of?
I don't read it. That's a science fiction book. I don't read it at all. I've read it enough times in the past. I don't need that nonsense. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know. A couple of weeks ago. Why? I speak wherever I feel like speaking. I'll come down and watch. Don't bother me. You know why? You know why? Because there's a sizable number of people in the black community that agree with racial separation and respect me.
Do not, you can't let anyone, that's the one reason I did not want to put him on. Do not believe facts that he's just going to throw out.
Yeah,
like
crap.
The majority of the people out there want this to happen. The majority of people want to
leave. I said a sizable number. I said there's a sizable number in the black community who feel the same way. Well, I believe I said sizable.
I want to tell that guy right there that he has no right to be saying what he's saying. You know, we are all people of color, even him. We're
right.
All mixed.
Yeah.
It's our ancestors. You know what I'm saying? And my people were here, you know, we're here first and everything. He has no right to try to say that, you know, since I love everybody of color that are like me, open-minded and everything, that I'm wrong, that I'm a moron, because I'm not.
Yeah, you'll love everybody till you take over, and then... Yeah, you know, all these people of color, these people that, you know, these people, the people of color, once they take over, it'll be like Haiti. Do they love each other in Haiti? Do they love each other down in Haiti? And the unspeakable crimes they commit against each other? All these people talk about loving when the blacks, if the blacks take over, anyway, they're not going to take over, but if they were to.
I don't think, because no one, only you think in that idiot way of taking over.
No, they're not taking over. Actually, I have more controversy with the whites in power.
I want to put my hand down and let someone use their shoe so I can help them step up. And the same way I want to step up, we step up together.
You're so full of nonsense. These PC cliches. Somebody always takes over. If we're not in charge, somebody else will. Yeah, there's no such thing as this.
For now, guess what? You lost. All of us are living in peace and harmony, and you ain't crap.
I'm living fine.
The government suppresses you, and we suppress you. You know what? I will give you a plane ticket if you want to come out here this weekend.
No problem.
You don't need.
I'll let him speak in the corner of my house.
Which club is that?
You don't need to know the name. What, you like, do you know? Have you been here?
I don't know. Sure, I've been in San Jose. Are you kidding? We used to have Klan group in San Jose.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll set up a podium right out in front of the club.
Well,
you want to
stand beside me?
You want to do it? Yeah, I'll be right there. Right? Yep, I will.
Okay.
And I'll be telling, hey, everyone, this is him right here.
Yeah, okay. In other words, you're advocating violence against me. No, see, this is how liberals act. This is the way liberals always want somebody else to do their dirty work. How about you and I putting? Hey, let's do a benefit. Let's do a benefit. You put on the boxing gloves and I will, and we'll go into the ring. I don't give a shit how big you are. I don't give a damn how big he is. Well, Mexico's always got a big mouth. We got them down. We got thousands of them around here, and they got big mouths and big spray cans. That's about it. I'm not afraid to go anyplace. I told you, but it's not going to be on. But I'm not paying out of my pocket.
But let me ask this: where do you want the benefit? What I mean, you don't like helping people, do you?
I want the benefit to go to white prisoners in prison.
Wins, it goes to the white guy.
Hey, you ought to promote this for a longer time. This could be a big one. This could be big, because I got lots of people want to come, too. Well, I don't think it's going to take very long if he knows how to... want to do a little kickboxing on his head. How old is he? Well, I'm 59. I'll take you on. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm in the gym every day. Where are you? Yeah. You got it with my Hitler shirt on. We'll try to set it up. The guarantee? I'm not going to guarantee it, no. Oh, yeah? Look, I walk the streets of Harlem. I walk the streets of Watts. Nobody ever touched me. Come on. Come on. I've even walked the streets of Beverly Hills. Hey, man. I'm game. I've been in more riots than you've been in the welfare line.
I've been in the welfare line a few times, folks, so back up.
Just remember, Baba Boy, Baba Boy, Baba Boy.
What's up, Doghouse? Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
I want to get something clear here. It's not good to mix up the scenes, huh?
That's true.
Benefited from a couple more forks in the family tree, buddy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, we need more selective breeding, that's for sure.
White guy, what kind of culture do you have? Mexican Americans have every kind of culture. I think we have loads of
white products. Well, there's a lot to say for the white Mexicans, but the mestizos are just the Indians with Levi's on. What do I have? Well, that's great. We love it. That's why you should get away from us, because we're war lovers. We're ruthless.
Right, because people are going to upset me if you let this man represent white people. When Martin Luther King did his marches, you saw people idiots like this.
Now remember, Martin Luther King's dream didn't come true, but mine did. Exactly what happened. My dream was he got iced.
Talked about for years.
It's lip service, and this guy's a little bitch.
It's not going to.
It's already been taken over. The rats are in Washington. Okay. Go back to... We hate the government. We hate the government. No, we'll work with the black...
Own the land. You don't.
No. Oh, well, that's true. A lot of us don't. A lot of us don't. That's what we're talking about. We're not going to. Oh, well, then there's worse things than dying, you know. It's living like slaves, you know.
Are you living like a slave?
Well, in many ways, yes.
How's that?
Because of your legal system and your...
Yours?
Your legal, your liberal legal system.
And why are you talking? When are you going to take the government over? Or when are you going to leave this country if it's so bad?
Well, just hang in there. Just, I'm not leaving, that's for sure.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, this is, I'm a Mexican. I'm proud to be a Mexican, you know. This fool over here talking nonsense, man. What's up with you, Goober?
Well, that's fine that you're proud you're a Mexican, because I know a lot of proud Mexican people in Mexico, and I work with them. Well, don't come up here with... Why don't you get back in your low rider there, man? Are you a latrino? This guy sounds like a latrino. Is he a latrino?
Are you like
stand-up
hick?
Hi, Doghouse. I just want to say, Tom, I have about 10 nationalities in me that I know of. My grandfather was Filipino, Chinese, Spanish. I have Italian, Native American, Hawaiian, all this stuff in me. What do you think of that? Do you think that that, like, is sick or something?
Yeah.
When you reach reality, and you're going to realize that you're all alone and everybody hates you, and if you think that you can take over all this stuff, then you know what, you go ahead and try to do it, and when you do it, I will suck your dick. But until then, you know what, kiss my...
You'll what? I wouldn't allow that. Only the president allows that.
Okay, whatever. Well, you know what, the day that we have, you know, a president who is beyond white race, I will make sure that he kicks your butt out of the country.
Okay. He can try. I've been here a long time. They've tried.
Hey, man, this guy can badmouth the government all he wants, but the truth is, thank God for our government to keep pieces of shit like this oppressed, because we don't need people like this.
That's right. You need them to keep us at bay. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, that's nonsense. You never invited me to be in a studio.
Tom, if anyone is doing... I mean, you're simply hiding. It's not like...
Hiding?
Yeah.
That's funny.
We've invited you. You know, you talked about taking over an area. I'm saying you're welcome to. Pick a city here in the Bay Area. Come try to take it over. Just quit hiding. Bring your mouth in your mouth.
Bring your mouth.
And if you're talking about kicking a Mexican's ass, here's one right up here saying...
Well... Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You call the cops and the FBI and tell them stay out of town for one weekend. Just one weekend. Don't come to town.
I know our cops in San Jose.
And,
it'll take them a damn long time to get there. They'll only need to pick up your body. Oh, God. Whatever. Tom, Mr., I challenge you to find people of America completely white. And you will never find...
Oh, you've been... Well, then what the hell's affirmative action all about? Well, then how come we give been, how come we've been giving billions of dollars to black people all these years? Well, how are you going to find all black people? Well, but there's no white people, but there's black people. Huh? Oh, I've been on Springer several times.
There's hardly anyone. It's hard to find.
Oh, this is.
even a small shade, then that means somewhere in the history. And you know what? And that person is just a brother.
But well, what are you? What's your background?
On separation and having someone like this try to push it even further. It's stupid. Yeah, exactly.
It'll be a short time, little longer. There won't be any white DJs. You'll be out painting houses. Pardon me? Well, he's going to make it. He's making it big time.
Hey, guys. I'm a white male from Southern California, and I've seen Tommy Boy here and his little white Aryan son on TV, and they're all talk. I've seen him on cable.
Oh, yeah? Oh. How do you know that? How do you know that's all talk? How can you know that? How can you know that? How can you know that? Well, number one, I got a little time. I can tune in on the last part of Howard Stern. And number two, I can keep doing what I'm doing. I produce a television show. I publish a newspaper. I'm at P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088. I'm all over the Internet, www.resist.com. What, the television show? It depends on where you're at. Some areas we're at, some we're not in every area. Well, I want one of my black friends up there to sponsor it for me.
What time is your TV show on?
It's not on there, I don't believe. Yeah, it's too bad. Oh, no. 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 Don't worry, it'll be a while. You're safe for a while.
Right now, yes. You have your white brothers and sisters that are ready to...
White brothers and sisters. Give them your car. If you really loved them, you'd give them your car. How about your wife?
You know, like white, there are 90 different kinds of white blood. There's European mixed with European, with Zeno, you know,
no, I'm talking... Well, that's all white. You're so phony, it's ridiculous. You guys are so phony, you'd say anything to keep that job. If you believe that nonsense, you white guys are just trying to hang on by your fingertips because you're gradually losing out. Mostly Jew faces. Hey, mostly they were Jew faces. There weren't too many real white people.
There was more white people, yeah, fighting for the freedom of these people. And you still have us today.
Right. Still under the protection of the military. What did the civil rights movement gain?
You want to come out and try to overthrow?
I want him to talk to my manager, who's a champion kickboxer, and we'll talk about it. Well, we're going to set some ground rules. I don't know. I'll have my manager talk to him. Call me, and we'll set it up. Yeah, but don't ever say I'm afraid to go anywhere, because I've never been afraid to go anywhere.
I wouldn't ask Hollywood, my boss, or no other person.
Oh, you're phony as a $3 bill. Hey, that's why I like Stern. That's why I like Stern. Well, hell, I can't. $5 wouldn't get me very far. I'll bet you're making big money there. Yeah, well, watch your back, because there's always some non-white there wanting your job. I think it's probably about $200,000.
Where do you live?
Fallbrook. I live in Fallbrook, California. Beautiful area.
Why don't you give out your address since you have no fear?
221 East Clemens Lane, Fallbrook, California. Right. I got all I need. Sure, I've got guns.
My father is white, and he is not even like that. I'm half Japanese and half white.
Hey, that's me too.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah, Hollywood is.
Well, she wouldn't be accepted in Japan. I go to Japan all the time.
My family and they're all different, you know, races. We're like a rainbow
coalition. Yeah, well, you wouldn't be respected in Japan. Well, I'm respected in Japan. She's Nisi. She's not Japanese.
Hello, Doghouse.
Turn your radio off, please.
Sure. Hey, I just wanted to call to let everybody know that, well, I do kind of love this guy, and I love the people that are around him, because without them, you know, we wouldn't have any target practice, see?
Come on down. Why, hell, I mean, I walk around the streets every day. I mean, well, in San Diego, L.A., hey, I go any place I please, anytime. Overthrow it? Well, we'll first have a little civil war coming up. Well, you don't think the mestizos and blacks out there don't want it? That's a new tack the liberals are taking now. There is no such thing as white. They couldn't beat it any other way. Now they got to say, well, there is no real white people. Well, then I get, are there black people? Are there black people? German, Swiss, English. I can trace my ancestors all the way back. Generals, admirals, scientists. Well, sure, we're going to have to kill a lot of whites.
That's the very essence of ignorance. That you cannot look past skin color. That
because the ignorance is to say that skin color is all that it's about.
You would never know. Perhaps, you know, could help you in many ways that you could, but you can't even look past the skin there. And that shows your ignorance.
Well, no, the ignorance is people who think skin is all it is. If all the difference between the red color, it wouldn't make any difference. Tom Metzger.
I have a phone number for you.
Okay.
408.
Just a minute. 408.
293.
408-293. 8239. 8239. What might I expect when I call that number?
That is the phone number to the punk who was on the radio. He said he was going to kick your ass.
Oh, okay.
That's his phone number.
Great. Thank you. That was the Mexican guy?
Yep.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye. Tom Metzger.
Hello?
Yeah.
How was the sound behind you, man?
Great. Thanks a lot, guy.
All right, no problem, man.
Hey, talk to you. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Tom Metzger.
Hey, asshole.
Hey, how you...
I'm here with your fucking ass.
Where are you at, boy?
I'm in the Bay Area, boy.
Oh, you better stay there because
yeah,
you come
you,
out of there, you got a big problem. I'm looking for Joe Lopez. You know where he's at? Tom Metzger.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
They wouldn't fucking... I'm not calling to badger you like every fucking other person who's called.
Okay.
They wouldn't fucking put me on the air. They wouldn't let me through because they fucking cater to their fucking rap bullshit crowd.
Yeah, I know they do.
I listen to them because they're funny, but I don't... And I don't... I'm not 100% condoning your beliefs, but
yeah.
I'm a white. I'm 100% white, and I know it. And I don't give a care. They want to tell me nobody's 100% white. My ancestors did this. My ancestors did that.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't understand. They, you know, they twist every word you said and twist it around. You're not condoning violence. You're not saying I want to be violent.
No.
All they say, there's a place for us and there's a place for them.
That's
and
right.
Just keep it separate.
That's right.
That's all it is. They didn't have enough. They didn't have enough gall to put me on the air. The
yeah.
lady said, no, I can't put you through. And I told her, you know, I was swearing at her, saying, see, I mean, that's all it is. You want to bring in your side of the people, and that's it.
Yeah.
And if you, and they don't understand what it's all about. If you come up here to, you know, fight their big Mexican,
yeah.
they think you're coming alone. It's a fucking war that everybody's always talked about for years. That war will happen, and it will happen in my backyard, and they don't understand that.
Yeah, right. Well,
they're the ones who are condoning the war and the violence.
We're getting a lot of positive calls about that show already.
Good.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No problem.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye.